Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Operation Midnight Hammer, attack that took everyone by surprise on Saturday. Joining us live this morning, Chris Baccia, correspondent at the Pentagon. Chris, if you can, what is the latest assessment of the operation's success?
Good morning. Well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane, said a battle damage assessment is way too early to be done at this point to know exactly how much damage the United States did at Fordo, the Iranian nuclear site buried deep into the earth below a mountain some 300 feet. Well, it's just hard to see exactly what those bombs did as far as damage goes. But you can see the puncture marks, about 6 of them, from the satellite imagery that we've seen. We know that this attack was not limited to just Fordo, the highly fortified site, but it also attacked 2 other sites. In total, 14 bombs, 7 aircraft, stealth B-2 bombers in the attack. So a little early to see. The president, of course, right away said this was what he called a monumental success. He said they obliterated the Iranian nuclear sites. Secretary Hegseth at the Pentagon said, well, we obliterated their nuclear ambitions. But he didn't go as far as to say sites, but he did say severe damage. Across the board, the administration is saying that this was a massive success that only the United States military could have pulled off. But it is a little early to say exactly how much damage was done to those Iranian nuclear sites.
Now, what we don't know is about this, and reportedly 16 cargo trucks entering Fordo, moving unidentified equipment to another location. And the big question is if Iran snuck out nuclear material from Fordo before the U.S. attack.
It's a big question, and we haven't gotten a clear answer on it. It's some 900 pounds of enriched nuclear uranium, which is the fissile material that would be used for a nuclear bomb, potentially at weapons grade, that we don't know exactly. The latest we know from the IAEA is that the uranium is rich to 60%, which is close to weapons grade, but not quite there. So where that uranium is a big question. Now, J.D. Vance, the vice president, was asked about it on ABC's This Week yesterday. He said, essentially acknowledged that the Iranians might have possession of that uranium and said this is going to be a part of our ongoing conversations with Iran. So it's not clear, but yes, those cargo trucks, some 14 of them, I think it was, or 16, as you said, were right near the entrances of Fordo. So it's very plausible that the Iranians would have made such a move in anticipation of an American attack, which the president was sort of telegraphing for a little bit.
What is the Pentagon bracing for as Iran vows retaliation?
Well, they're on high alert at the American bases in the Middle East. A handful of them that are really within short range of Iranian ballistic missiles, which could hit them from their short range missile arsenal. So that is what they're on alert for. And the Pentagon says that they will protect their forces. They will protect Americans in those countries. The full force of the American military is ready for that scenario. There are some 40,000 American troops in the region.
ready for that scenario. Does this mission that we just saw over the weekend kind of go to show that they're ready for almost any scenario? I mean, this wasn't just put together overnight or over a week or so since this war began in the Middle East. I mean, this would have taken years to plan.
That's right. And war planners will have thought through how the dominoes could fall after that. Now, that the ball is in the court of the supreme leader in Iran as far as what he chooses to do. But absolutely, that's true that many administrations, the Obama administration was the one that developed the ordinance, which was dropped. And the discussions about how to potentially attack Fordo have certainly spanned multiple administrations, the discussion of how you would do such a thing, and lots of presidents, well, we could say three or so, the Obama presidency, the first Trump one, and the Biden one that followed, decided not to do this very high risk and unprecedented move. And this second Trump administration made the decision to go ahead with it.
Chris, thank you for updating us. We appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.